Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to engage or indulge, whichever, maybe both of those words actually are applicable here, as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, the new talk media at talkers.com. You'll find these 10 stories from this week all lined up. It's very interesting how they do this. They actually have numbers and words next to them that explain where they are and what their import is. So we have a people list and a stories list. And here, to help us understand what's going on in our wonderful country, America, a great country, we have Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who usually takes the reins, goes through the story list. We talk about some of them, some of the issues here, and maybe ancillary issues as we try to create a good talk radio program, Michael.
We try to make it a meaningful listening experience for our beloved audience. And I never stopped and thought about the fact that we have numbers and words lined up together. That's an alphanumeric thing.
Right.
Here we are. At number 10, these are the stories. The World Series and Halloween. World Series was the third least watched World Series in history.
Really?
I don't know, that was kind of
interesting, actually.
Well, I mean, Game 7s, you know, I've lost interest in baseball over the years. I'm much more of a football fan.
I love
baseball. But there's nothing as exciting. No individual sporting event is as exciting as Game 7. When there is a Game 7 of the World Series, and we had that, and it was quite a thrilling game. So turned out okay, and for all our friends in the nation's capital, hey, after 1924, you haven't had a World Series champion. You got one now. Enjoy.
The Senators, do people even remember the Washington Senators? They call them the Nationals, but they used to be the Expos. Follow that train.
Yeah, well, the Nationals were the Expos out of Montreal.
Right.
But the Washington Senators, there were two of them. There was the one from Damn Yankees fame, if you remember the musical Damn Yankees. And then there was the one that moved to Minnesota and became the Minnesota Twins. Okay. At number nine, we have the Katie Hill scandal and her resignation, the story that brought us such terms as thruple and revenge porn.
Did you see pictures? Number eight.
At number eight, Brexit delayed. We have a new term in the lexicon, flexstation.
Yeah.
And we have the Boeing CEO's testimony.
You got to talk about that. There's something really underneath the surface that isn't being talked about. Very important. All right, keep going.
Well, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to that story. Number seven, we have China trade talks, the APEC summit canceled, and the economy all tied at number seven. They're all related. And number six, health care reform, immigration reform, and race relations. One of the things that unites all those subjects is nothing is getting done on them at all in Congress.
Nothing getting done on anything.
No. It's become totally a reality show. At number five, Facebook, Twitter, social media issues. Very important stuff. Number four, really important, California wildfires and climate change. Number three, the 2020 presidential race. At number two, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed and the Syria troop withdrawal aftermath. That's number two. And number one, what do you think? The impeachment process and the Ukraine scandal. The people that make up our survey, number 10, Boris Johnson tied with Dennis Muhlenberg. He's the CEO from Boeing. Mark Zuckerberg at number nine. He's the CEO from Facebook. Number eight, Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, and Katie Hill all tied at number eight. And number seven, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Number six, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Nancy Pelosi at five. Joe and Hunter at four. Adam Schiff and Rudy at three. Alexander Pinman.
How'd you like to see have both of them in the same room?
Sort of like Predator meets Terminator.
Yes, right. Godzilla versus
it was actually Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Two, yeah, Every time I see a picture of Adam Schiff, I, you know, Trump's mad methodology works. I always think, oh, Shifty Schiff. And I hate myself for that.
Schiff came to my hometown. He grew up in Framingham.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play with him in
He's younger than I am. He's more my daughter and he are friends. Because it turns out that he represents her district in Los Angeles, and Megan has been active in politics. And the first time they met, he wanted to know where the people in the room were from, and she said Framingham, and that lit up a whole conversation between the two of them.
Wow.
So anyway,
as they say, it's a small world.
It is.
And number two, Alexander Vindman, Bill Taylor, and Tim Morrison. And number one, Donald Trump. And that's it. This is basically a snapshot of stories, topics, and people that are part of the national conversation in America on the radio this past week.
To bring you into and bring you around to something that we dance around the discussion of the credibility of some of the news talkers and news talk, not stations, but hosts and where they go and how they present themselves. Number one, they have to entertain the audience in order to be successful. So how do you do that? And what are the results of doing that? And it looks like there's a very interesting retrospective, if you will, or introspective look at, and it is inside, but it's not really inside. A lot of people who listen to the format read talkers at talkers.com every single week because they want to know what's going on in their favorite stations or with their favorite, the topics and the stations themselves, the format. So you have, and the editors, the other editorial staff, have put together an overview that's very helpful in explaining what ratings mean and where the news talk format is in terms of the ratings. And because of all of these things that we're talking about, maybe driven by impeachment, I'm not sure, you probably have analyzed that, we're the number one most listened to format in the country. And so is it because of the focus on one or two issues like the impeachment, or is it people are curious to hear what these good personalities have to say? What's the reason for the news talk format doing as well as it is in the ratings?
Because people want to hear traffic on the 8s. Just kidding.
And weather on the 10s, yeah.
They want to hear the school closings and lost dog reports.
There's something to that in the local.
In all seriousness, first of all, I've been asked this question for the 30 years that we've been publishing Talkers. What is it that makes News Talk Radio so popular? Or, when the O.J. Simpson trial is over, what are you going to talk about then?
Nothing to talk about after that.
Right,
yes.
So this is not because of impeachment or because of any one thing. We live in a very, very exciting world, and people are mature. Meaning the demographics are such that we're not a teenage society, we're a mature society. The millennials are coming of age, and the boomers are very invested in the status quo. They're invested in the economy, they're invested in politics, they have issues, and talk radio serves that. I would say recently, for the last 3.5 years, this process has been boosted by the presence of one individual walking on the planet, and that is Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very interesting as to how we understand or don't understand what he's really all about, because he's so unique, or at least in the modern era, he's unique. There have been others who have been very colorful, if you want to use that term. I don't use that term. I have another term for him. It's not derogatory, but I think it is accurate. But then you go back to some of you studied American history. Look at some of the presidents after we got through the first 3 or 4 rounds of presidential elections. There weren't a lot of stellar characters. Remember, back then there wasn't the kind of communication that we have today. So you'd think with additional communication or improved communication, we'd get better leadership. In fact, I don't think that's the case at all. If anything, we can make a case that the leadership is worse because maybe the pendulum has gone the other way, Michael? And do you think in terms of information or focus on information or maybe too many informational sources? It used to be not enough.
Now, I don't want to say too many. I don't want to say too many. I want to say there are many, and that makes a change. We have to get used to it. We're very, very, very involved with, connected to, and respond to, and affected by how we communicate. So the revolution in modern communications, the speeding up of communications, and the additional channels of communication, and the easy access to major platforms, for the average person, not only as a viewer, listener, or reader, but as a performer, as a pontificator, has changed the way we're wired and the way we react to things that have always existed. There have always been, you know, strong men and weak men in the Oval Office. And during their time, they were controversial. The two Roosevelts, Teddy Roosevelt and FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, were in their time every bit as confrontational, conversational, very controversial as is Donald Trump. Look back at Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt especially, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Well, like FDR. FDR had enemies. They thought he was taking over the country as a king. He was elected four times.
Right.
That concerned the Republicans, let me tell you.
Yeah, of course it did. And the what was it, the 18th Amendment that limited terms to two?
Yeah,
they new amendment limiting terms to one. 6 years for president, 6 years for senator, 6 years for House, and that's it. You're done. That we need a real... I think there are people that will throw rocks at the radio now, but I think that we could make a good case, good conversation about having a constitutional convention, because the number of states who want to change things, even to the simple stuff like daylight savings time, changing that state by state is something that now is happening because people don't like it anymore. It's
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Lots of things that are ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It's so
need
stupid.
To be addressed. It needs to be addressed. Yeah. Here's something else that needs to be addressed. How you're feeling and moving around. There are lots of people, thousands of listeners, who are finding ache relief. Ache relief by going to the website, achefree.live. What you'll find there is an explanation of what Joint Formula 14 does. The company is called Sierracil. They produce Joint Formula 14 for humans, and they have a product called Leaps and Bounds for your pet. Go online right now, get details as to how it works, and take advantage of the special offers. Just use the DJV code, money back guarantee, and you get, I think it's $29 a bottle for what usually is $39. I think that's the deal right now. Feel better or your money back. Go to achefree.live and get Joint Formula 14 for you and Leaps and Bounds for your pet. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, CURALIN.net, code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV, for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we go through the charts that were assembled by the folks at Talkers Magazine under the leadership of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, we go through some of these things, and we also digress into how it's done, if you will. One of the things that I am interested in is something that I used to do, but I don't do it. Well, I may do some of it this winter, and that is go to town. When you have an affiliate or you have a station, if you're on a local station, doing things that bring the public in. And I noticed that Bill O'Reilly is doing what Rush Limbaugh used to do, and that's go visit the communities. And O'Reilly, the story I saw in Talkers was about him coming to Boston to his affiliate WRKO. He used to be on, he wasn't on RKO, he was on the FM station, I think. Wasn't he? It seems to me. I don't remember what station he was on, but he did it to a daily talk show for a couple of hours while he was doing his TV show. I thought it was quite good, frankly, because it was different. Anyway, now he's doing, what is it, a 15-minute daily commentary, sort of like Paul Harvey used to do?
Yeah, kind of a Paul Harvey-esque thing in terms of the configuration of it. It runs a lot of places at noon and for about 15 minutes, and it's his take on the news.
Yeah. And it's basically a lengthy commentary. O'Reilly, who cut his teeth, frankly, in Boston, that's where he got his start as a news anchor and a newsman, and then he went on to do, what was it, even Inside Edition, I think. Didn't you do that for a number of years?
Yeah. Sort of quasi-entertainment shows.
Right. And he was at the last Talkers convention, too.
Yes.
I'd forgotten how tall he was.
He's very tall.
Yeah. He's showing a little sign. I don't mean how old he is. He may be our age. I'm not sure.
I think he's at least 35, 40 years old.
Yeah, at least. But talk about how this is done. Why radio stations want to bring performers in like, I remember being the host when Limbaugh was getting started, and we had a big thing when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati. It was like a three-day affair. So when people like this come to town, what does it do to energize the base of the radio station and the station itself, Michael?
Well, I mean, these are celebrity performers, and it's always nice to have them indicate to the audience that there is somewhat of a relationship between them and the station. One of the problems that radio faces in the age of syndication is that some people believe that it's just canned, and it's not part of the community, and it's not part of the fabric of what we call in the industry stationality. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's why not? Why wouldn't you, if you were a radio station, want to have somebody that's nationally famous, but you carry their show, pop up in your city and make a live appearance someplace and be identified with the station?
Well, behind the scenes, sometimes there are concerns. I remember when Limbaugh, this is 1980, I was at that station, 88 to, 90, 91? In 1989, after he'd been on the air for a year or so, he started doing these round table things and going to cities. But we had the station hired an auditorium that had 6,000 seats. And up until the time Limbaugh showed up, even though he was immensely popular on the radio, it was hard to sell those 6,000. I remember the boss was sweating, making sure that but he wanted me to talk about it all the time on my program to promote it. And I did, you know, pretty much hourly. As a matter of fact, a couple of times we got to have Limbaugh on to talk about what he was talking about and then to plug his appearance. And it was the guy running the station was sweating, filling up all the seats till the last minute. We did, but it was really a very interesting reality. It's one of those behind-the-scenes things.
Everybody who produces something sweats it out when they're trying to sell the tickets, unless you've got, you know, the hottest act in the world. Ticket sales are hard. Yeah, that's why that's what they call promoters. They have to promote it.
Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff around now, too, to occupy people's time in terms of evening events, that sort of thing. There's so many things. Yeah, I can understand that. We continue with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. Four people were killed and at least four injured at a Halloween party shooting at a Northern California home rented by a woman who falsely claimed she wanted the Airbnb so her asthmatic family members could escape the wildfire smoke. Gunshots were reported last night at about 10:45
in the wealthy San Francisco suburb of Orinda, where more than 100 people were in attendance. Orinda Police Chief David Cook said at a news conference there's no ongoing threat to the public. Cook did not address a possible motive or how many people are believed to be involved in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly performance or appearance of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And the Talk Radio Countdown Show is aimed at giving you, the people who follow all these stories and discussions, a little insight. So, with that in mind, I want to do one more thing before we go back to the chart. And that's talk about personalities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where did Michael go?
He's here.
Oh, okay.
I gave you a subtle,
Okay. So
actually, it was more like a, Go ahead.
Personalities, the people who do ensemble shows, in my estimation, always seem to reveal more about themselves because of the ambiance than do the people who are singularly hosting a program. Maybe there are a few exceptions, but I guess my question is, do you think, as the chief studier or follower of the format in our country, that people who have their own singular approach to things talk more about issues and less about themselves? And if it's an ensemble cast, do we find out more about the people who are on the show? We find out a lot about their thinking about the issues, but do we know more about people who have a number of folks on the air with them than those who are singularly approaching their jobs?
What an interesting question, and hadn't thought about it too much up until this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that maybe when you're an ensemble show, the nature of the show is more social.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you do last night, and what movie did you see, and how's your relationship, and how's your dog?
Right.
Than somebody who's on by themselves and only dealing with guests who are not that familiar family that's together every day, or
right.
callers, which can, in some cases, callers tend to become part of the ensemble. We used to have a thing in radio. you know, don't have the same person on every day and don't let the regulars dominate. But
yes,
it seems that in this modern era, it's harder to get calls because people are not
good
so
calls.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you have to hope you get really good regulars, and they become sort of like the zoo, the ensemble. But I think it's the nature of a group of people being together in the same studio or face to face through electronics every single day brings out the kind of chat that lends itself to what's your life like, as opposed to where do you stand on the impeachment.
Right. You're right.
I think it does reveal more.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, impeachment, California and the wildfires, Twitter bans, political ads, the presidential race, all kinds of things going on. Those are the highlights. Find the list at talkers.com. So I want to have you and I engage in a conversation about one of the great American corporations seemingly melting before our very eyes, and how the media, the news media, and the media in general are treating the story of Boeing and what's gone on. I'm frustrated by it and saddened by it because, as you know, I fly a lot, but I take pride in riding on a Boeing plane versus an Airbus. I have it. Just some people think I'm silly. Most people don't even know what kind of a plane they ride on. I think that's changed with the advent of all the focus on the Boeing 737 problems and what they're doing or not doing to fix it. Those of you who know or listen to follow this know that those 737 MAXs are still all on the ground. They will not take to the air until the international regulatory community certifies them. Several airlines pilots unions have taken votes. American is most notable. They were the first ones to take a vote, telling management they weren't going to fly the plane, so you better park them. And then Southwest followed, and then other airlines around the world. So now this guy who runs Boeing is invited or told to show up on Capitol Hill. His name is Muhlenberg, to talk about what's going on. And the day he shows up, Michael, there's another huge problem that develops for Boeing that has nothing to do with the 737 MAX. The earlier, there have been four iterations of the 737 since it was first built in 1967-68 in that area. Now, what they call the 737NG, which is new, next generation, that was the plane before the MAX. It's the airlines are finding cracks all over the fuselage of these planes, the older ones especially, that have flown 30,000. They gauge planes and their wear and tear on how many takeoffs and landings they've had. So the edict has come out from many different governments. If you've got a 737NG with more than 30,000 trips, you better be checking them out. And on the day this guy showed up, there were 38 aircraft that were inspected, and the fuselage had cracks in them. So a number of airlines have grounded those planes. So, you know, you think about what's gone on here. It is a great story of human avarice, greed, management, and then the politics now of getting on board. One wonders, when you think about the credibility of the congressman asking Zuckerberg, remember when he was before them a few months ago, and many of them wanted to talk to him about their iPhone? So whether they have any expertise or not about how planes actually operate. This is kind of a sad story about the number one, in terms of dollars, exporter in America. And how does it play out on a good talk radio conversation?
Well, there's not that much conversation about the Boeing. It is in the top 10, but it's not. You know, most of the things in the top 10 are not getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Because of all of the focus on the impeachment process.
Should they? Do you think that people are missing an opportunity to bring more folks into listening to their programs because they?
I think that a broader array of topics, carefully done, could be better. In terms of for the country, yeah, it'd be much better for the country. But you said before, you're weighing the entertainment factor versus the education factor. And somewhere in the middle, there's a happy, blending of the two. And yeah. It's always moving. But do you remember back in the 70s, during the age of malaise and the gas prices and the shortage and everything, yep. seemed like the world was falling apart? One yep. of the issues that made it seem that the world was falling apart was the DC-10s were falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Do you remember the whole DC-10 yeah. thing?
I remember vividly the DC-10 American plane as it took off from O'Hare.
Chicago. Yeah.
The plane, the engine fell off.
Right.
One side, the plane went over on its side, and that was the end of that.
Yeah. So we have gone through periods where there have been, a bunch of airline disasters with one particular model plane or whatever. They get old. The problem is if a plane is too new, you worry that it hasn't been proven in flight.
Yeah.
And you can have the DC Max problem. I mean, the Boeing 737 Max problem, where there's new computer systems, the pilots aren't educated to them. So you don't want a plane that's too new because, there's a certain comfort in knowing the plane you're flying in has flown, X hundreds and thousands of time.
Well, that's the case. That was the thought of the 737 because it's been around in a generic form for 50 years. But
yeah, but they made severe changes.
Yeah,
that
didn't work.
But the other thing is that when a plane is under the stress of flying, and when you land, boom, the plane shakes and it's quite a jolt. Every one of those landings, they're not seamless and smooth all the time. So planes are mechanical. They're analog vehicles. They're machines. Things get shook up. And, I always get, kind of wigged out when my tray top doesn't work or the seat belt isn't in right. If the tray top's not working,
right.
what the hell's going on in the landing gear? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an issue. What it comes down to are corporate greed and the question over how much should the government be regulating private industry? Because, you have a lot of people going, keep the government out of business. Anything the government does is bad. And that's the real conservative view. And then you have the overly liberal view where you want the government running everything to protect the people. And the fact of the matter is that big business and big government can't be trusted. Neither one is the solution to the other one's problem. They have to operate in balance with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that in terms of the issue of how much should the Federal Aviation Administration, the federal government, regulate the airline industry. And clearly, there's a need for regulation. We're in a deregulated period in terms of the airlines. And that goes all the way from operations to manufacturing. And where Boeing made its mistake is it was so anxious to get this thing into the marketplace to compete with the aforementioned Airbus company that you mentioned, that they took it to the market quicker and sooner than they should have. The other problem was they covered up, or at least allegedly, these problems. They swept it under the carpet, which is crazy because one crash like that can destroy a multi-billion-dollar company, and you pay the price. And they had a second accident, and they continued to try to cover it up that it's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
So they're really in it quite deeply right now, mm-hmm. and frankly, they deserve the heat. Look at what they've done.
Another example of the collusion, and I won't go off on this, but I do the American Family Farmer Show, actually in large part thanks to your encouragement several years ago, because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So every week we take an hour to try to promote the American Family Farmer, family, food, the farm, that sort of thing. And this week our focus was on the new regulations that govern hemp and its usage in the country, coming from the government, the federal government, to the state governments. And I will tell you, it is a complete and utter disaster for Americans that want to embrace using non-drug pain relief, and also for the farmers who are trying to survive. It's an absurd. It's more than absurd. It's just beyond belief that these people are this tone deaf to what the public wants. But again, back to the collusion of big pharma in this circumstance and big government. Pharma influencing the whole, all the regulations, everything is being done. And the public is outraged because you know as well as I do, there's lots of support now for using CBD oil and things like that. But it's just another example, Michael, of what you said about big business colluding with big government, and the public gets it in the shorts.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of everything having to do with hemp and marijuana, boy, is that a recipe for corruption on local governments handing out the licenses to these very lucrative, potentially lucrative businesses of dispensaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, but then again, it's what the public wants. This at least legalizes and gets it off the black market, much as anything else.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about the merits of legalizing it. I'm talking about some of the pitfalls that you have to in the follow-through of keeping it from falling into from underground corruption, meaning the black market, to overground corruption, meaning the municipal government, mayors and city councils giving licenses to their buddies to be able to sell this stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe the difference is the company I'm involved in just got one of those, and it took us a year where everybody else was getting them in 4 or 5 months. I don't know what that says about the process or about me and my partners, but it does speak to the fact that we didn't grease anybody's palm, and that may have been the problem. Mm. All right. The people list, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can see these lists every week in the news that's printed at talkers.com. At number 10, Boris Johnson, as he continues to fiddle and faddle with Brexit. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Hillary Clinton. Is she going to run? Bill Clinton seems to be opening the door to that with some of the things he said this week. Number 7, a tie between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Let's see here. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Joe and his son Hunter Biden. Number 3, interesting pairing of Rudy Giuliani as far as attention is concerned, and Adam Schiff. There's a couple of strange characters. Number 2, the whole business about what's going on with Bill Taylor, Tim Morrison, Donald Trump's number 1. That's the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's take 60 seconds, and I want to talk about who you have on your Michael Harrison podcast this week, someone that I find very intriguing right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic hand and wrist surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says Halloween is one of the busiest holidays of the year for hand injuries. Most of the injuries happen when people are carving pumpkins.
It's primarily stabbing injuries where the knife may slip, and so they can cut things like tendons, which are the ropes that help move your hands.
So Dr. Kakkar offers 3 tips to avoid injuries. Number 1, use a pumpkin carving kit rather than a big kitchen knife.
But there's good studies out there showing that actual pumpkin-specific carving knives, actually the force needed to injure yourself is higher if you use one of those than if you use a standard knife. So I would use a pumpkin carving kit, number 1.
Number 2, let kids draw the design for a jack-o'-lantern, but adults should do all the cutting. And number 3, make sure you're always supporting the pumpkin with your non-cutting hand.
If you're right-handed, use your left hand to support the pumpkin and carve from the top down as opposed to the bottom up. It's very easy for the knife to slip and go into your hand.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. The Michael Harrison interview appears every week at mhinterview.com. This week you have Marianne Williamson as a guest. Will you tell us about that and her?
Well, Marianne Williamson's the only presidential candidate that I've gone out of my way to have an interview with. I don't like interviewing politicians. They have canned speeches, and they avoid questions, and they basically want to use you. But I don't see her. I don't see her as a presidential candidate. I see her as a colorful talk media figure who's running for president. The fact that she's running on a platform of peace and love is intriguing to me. She's a huge, huge personality with a large following. She's very exciting to watch at the pulpit. She's spiritual. She's a really cool woman. And as a result, I had a chance to do an interview with her, and it's very interesting. It's mhinterview.com. I say right up front, I'm not endorsing her. I don't even know she'd be a good president, but she sure is somebody that whose voice should be heard.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. You know? She did a talk radio show for a while, and because of her viewpoint, I don't think it worked as well as it might have. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
By now we turn to another very familiar voice in the world of News Talk Radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has been around not just as a lawyer and a college prof, but he had his own successful radio program. He's a podcast. I think now he founded Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams that are around everywhere. I wonder if there were any Halloween scams. I was thinking about that the other day. When there were things that people should be aware of. I mean, there's always some kind of new torture that people are getting subjected to because of the whole business of what we're exposed to.
Yeah, we're so vulnerable technologically to all kinds of identity theft scams and other scams because of our electronic devices. And, the scammers are always taking advantage of whatever is happening or in the news. But I got to admit, when you mentioned Halloween, outside of maybe some phony Halloween costumes that might be expensive you could get online. I think that may be one of the few holidays that isn't a scammer's holiday predominantly.
Yeah, I suppose maybe. I think I worry about, are there many examples, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but as a lawyer, have you seen or involved yourself in any cases where somebody got, in terms of Halloween, some bad candy or they had a bad experience and they wanted to go after whoever the person or persons were the responsible for it?
No, you know, it sounds like it would be the kind of thing that you might expect to see, but I haven't seen any cases like that. I mean, right now when we're looking at scams, you know, the horrible fires out in California, every time there is a natural disaster, Americans really step up to try and help with charitable assistance, and that's where the scammers are in there with phony charities that will lure you into thinking you're helping someone who's in California fighting for their life, and instead you're lining the pockets of a scammer.
Yep. All right, number three this week on the talk radio countdown is the presidential race. I noticed that Elizabeth Warren has released a program, a plan, if you will, a Medicare for All plan that promises not to raise middle-class taxes. How do you raise or not raise taxes on a specific group? Wouldn't that be seen as something that's illegal?
No, in the sense that, you know, that was why we actually had to have an amendment to the Constitution to allow for the income tax, and the income tax is a progressive tax that does choose if it wishes to tax higher earning individuals more. I mean, you and I both live in Massachusetts, where there is a percentage. Exactly. And there are a lot of taxes here, but the rich don't get taxed any more than the middle class because it's the same percentage. That's not the situation when it comes to the federal income tax, which has different levels. So, at least theoretically what she's saying is viable. Whether it is practical or anything that could get by a Congress is a whole other question, right. But at least it is legal.
All right, let me stick with one other sort of political thing for a moment, and it has legal ramifications. As you know, I do a program called The American Family Farmer, focusing on the farm and food and families and that sort of thing. And one of the things this week we came upon was a discussion of farm bankruptcies, which are up 25%. From even a year ago because of the trade war and other things.
Yep.
And there are groups of farmers who want to sue the government. But can you sue the government? I've forgotten whether...
You can sue anybody. Can you do it successfully? Will it get thrown out of court because you don't have standing? Yeah, I mean, I knew a case, a digitus corpus extraterrestrial, where someone filed a lawsuit to compel the government to release the bodies of the aliens being held against their constitutional right to freedom of travel in Roswell, New Mexico. They filed it, but they didn't get very far.
No. Katie Hill, is she going to get very far? She's out of a job, so to speak, but can she sue her husband? I guess it was the one who posted those naked pictures of her. Is there a lawsuit here someplace?
Perhaps. And, you know, part of the thing is the pictures may have come from her husband's phone or computer, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he posted them. And it could be that he got hacked. That's what his father actually is saying. He's making no comments at this time. We do have laws to prevent revenge porn, but they're very, very difficult to enforce.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.